Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. So excited that you're here. Today's solo episode, I'm going to title it Advice from Chip Gaines, because I mean, who doesn't want advice from Chip Gaines, right? So I have this book of his latest book, and it's one of my favorites of all time. It's called No Pain, No Gains, and it's about building a network, but not in the sense of how we always think of building a network. Network of connections with people as far as what they can do for your business or all that kind of stuff. It's not about that. They obviously, him, Chip and Joanna Gaines came out with a network, a TV network. So what he wants to talk about in his book is how he created such a strong foundation of people that would, well, he and Joanna, of course, how they created such a strong support group of people behind them to fuel their dreams and thus has made this empire for them unfold. So he talks about so many really cool things in this book about how he sees people, conversations with them, and how everybody's interwoven together. It's a really great book, highly recommend. So I wanted to pull from this book a quote that I really loved, and then we're going to talk about what your network is. So this is going to be a short, sweet episode today, but I hope it gets you thinking. So the quote from Chip says in the book, "I believe that we've all got something to offer this world every day, every hour, every minute. If we can surround ourselves with people who amplify that message instead of muffling it, we can turn that whisper into a roar." So I loved that because so many of us, that's how this calling God has for us starts inside. It's a whisper. And it starts in childhood. I personally strongly believe it starts as this whisper. And then what happens is life happens and people on the outside who, you know, maybe our dream is a little wild for them or a little outside their comfort zone, we may accidentally get muffled, especially since childhood. And as we get older, we get to choose our network. We get to choose who's around us. As children, you don't really get a choice up till a certain time period. So, you know, that part we can't control. But then once you get to that point where now you do realize it is in your control, take a look at your life right now and assess your network. Is it a group of people that's muffling the message you have inside, or is it people surrounding you that's trying to get that whisper to become a roar, to try to bring that out of you? And that's something I'm super passionate about, and it's why I've created the Abundance Formula event, Clarify Your Calling, Step Into Your Purpose, that's happening November 5 this year in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Because so many people are unhappy in their life right now because they aren't living out their truth. They aren't living out what God put in them to do or at the level he's called them to do it. And so thus they're uncomfortable or they're, quote, unhappy. That doesn't mean you're unhappy in all things in life, but you just don't feel like you're in alignment or you know you're meant for more than where you're at, and that bothers you. So if that's you, a great starting point is to look at your network. So what kind of network do you surround yourself with? Because the clues of who God has called us to be and the greatness he's instilled in us is either drawn out by our environment or it's stifled by it or it's stagnated by it. Those are two different things. You can just feel stuck, lack of growth. That's not taking you anywhere either. So highly successful and abundant people don't surround themselves with people who threaten to derail them off the purpose that God has for them. There's plenty of variables in our pursuit of impacting the world in a powerful way. So don't let your network be one of those. Create a network that provides strength when you're weak and solutions when you run into problems, belief in yourself when yours personally wanes, and people who serve as stepping stones and not stumbling blocks to fulfilling what you feel called to do. And with technology today, there's really no excuse to not be able to find the right godly connections. The key is just to take inventory of your current network and make the necessary changes, if needed, to create that. So, you know, I get it. I grew up in a community that was plenty supportive as long as, this is actually going to, I'll talk about this a little bit more on a podcast that's coming out. I was interviewed on The Introverted Influencer that comes out Friday, so I guess that's tomorrow that episode will come out, and I'm going to re-release it on here as well in a couple weeks after that. But we talk about this topic. But so the community I grew up in was a very supportive community, but as long as it fit within the box that made sense to them, and what I felt called for wasn't something that actually was in that box. And so I was kind of made to feel inadvertently, I don't necessarily feel like it was purposeful, but inadvertently through my life, I was made to feel like the thing I felt drawn to do wasn't a real thing. It wasn't valuable. It was fluff. It was frou-frou. It wasn't a real job. It wasn't something you could be considered successful at or lucrative or to be able to support your family with. And in reality, as I've now chucked that belief system to the wind, it has proved the complete opposite. And yet then I also show up every day for the work I do and feel fulfilled and feel on track and don't feel disheartened in a sense of I'm not moving somewhere. Of course, I have even farther aspirations of where I'd like to be. Of course, that part will always be there. If you're someone that's driven and always want to keep taking things to the next level and always want to grow, that part's always going to be there. But you'll still have this knowing inside, like, I'm on the right track. I am doing what I was put on this earth to do with the gifts that I was given. And I feel like I'm in alignment now. And moving forward brings so much happiness to us as human beings. Like, so often when you're unhappy, you're just not moving forward in some aspect or some area of your life. So if you're unhappy in, you know, your marriage, where are y'all not moving forward? What's the problems? Where are you not moving forward in your communication or on a particular topic or whatever? And if we get focused on it, like, let's fix that. How can we move forward? Or if it's your career, how could you move forward? If you're in a career where you feel like you've kind of tapped to the ceiling and you're unhappy about that, well, how can you move forward? Is it going to still be there? Or can you not move anymore forward there? And so you're unhappy. So now you got to find something different. That's okay. We all evolve. So, you know, look at your network, and just something that I kind of constantly pray about that has helped me is I'll just pray like, God, please just lead me to the right connections and give me clarity of who amplifies the purpose that you've placed in me and who might be holding me back, and help me construct my network carefully and with love so that together my network and I can reach the heights that you have in store for us, for myself, for the people with me. So that's kind of my thought for you today. It's short and sweet, but it's advice from Chip Gaines, who's obviously super successful and fulfilled. They're not just successful and empty. They're who I would consider abundant, because as I've talked about in past episodes, success does not mean you're abundant human beings. You know, outside success, some of the most successful on the outside people are the most unhappy, unfulfilled, depressed, suicidal people. And so that's not the definition. It's what do you define as success? What brings you fulfillment? What do you feel God's put in you? And are you living in alignment with that? Or do you feel some dissonance around that? And if so, a great starting place is to look at your network, who's around you, and are they muffling the message you feel called for? Whether on accident, on purpose, it's not a blame game. It's just an awareness game. It's not about blame. You know, some of the people I love the most in this world have been mufflers to my dream because they love me so much. Because they just want you to be okay. They're afraid for you to be a starving artist. They're afraid for you to struggle or to have to go through obstacles. And, you know, that, so it's out of good intention, but it's still muffling the dream, muffling the message. And, you know, the reality is if it's a call, if it's what you're called for, if you're drawn to it, God's got something there for it. So he's going to solve all those other things we're afraid of. You just got to get on the path. So I hope this was helpful for you today, get you thinking. And we're going to delve deep into this kind of stuff even further in the Abundance Formula event that's happening November 5. And this is going to be a tribe of people. This is going to be a network that 1000% is going to be there to turn your message into a roar. That's what this space is. It's an incubator for people who need to find clarity on what their gifts are, find clarity on who their identity is today and where they want to go in the future, help you create the vision you want for your life, who's in it, who can help support that now to help get you through to the next step so that we can get you aligned, fulfilled, happy, and feel like you're really making an impact. That's what we want to do in this world, is to feel like because we lived, it made a difference. And so this event is to support you in that and then to connect you to other people that are wanting the same thing so you don't feel alone anymore. You know, if you're a mom that feels like, yes, you've given everything to your kids and that's great for them and you're really being fruitful there, but maybe in yourself, you feel like you're dead to yourself. Like, there's other women that are going to be at this event who feel that same way. And you guys can be sisters together to lift each other out of that dark place, to realize you have gifts for the world besides that just go to your children, and that your children want to see you living out your gifts. And so we're going to help you feel supported in doing that and how you want to spend your time, fitting it all into your schedule. We've got so many people coming to this event, even from the speakers alone, who are going to be teaching and coaching. So many different busy, full schedules, people with families, kids, people that don't, to help give you a vision of how you can make it work for you. And so, and let alone talking to everyone who's at the event. So it's the greatest space you could possibly put yourself in to close this year out, to help give you the direction you need for January starting next year, and to just really fill your cup to the conclusion of this year instead of everybody just kind of petering out in their momentum and petering out in their spirit, and their cup is so drained from the whole year, and then you're trying to start the next year fresh. Don't chuck this year to the wind. Finish it strong and come to this event. The early bird tickets are available right now through September 17th. So that's, you'll have all of this Saturday through now and through Saturday before the price goes up. Chattanooga, Tennessee. It'll go from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Brunch and lunch will be provided for you. And it's just going to be really amazing, you guys. So the way you can sign up is, and I'll have the link in the show notes for you to click easily as well, but you can go to Linktree, spelled linktr.ee/OldhamStrong. And the very top button there says the Abundance Formula event. Click it and you can hit the buy button and get your ticket now. So we would love to see you there. I've created this event to help you create breakthroughs for yourself. And if there's one thing I'm super good at, it's I've connected with a lot of high-level people that are abundant people, and I know how to get them a room for you. I know how to get epic people on this podcast for you to give you advice. I know how to get people in a physical room to meet with you and coach you and get you the best advice. That's something I'm good at. I am good at helping people figure out their gifts. And now I can connect you to the who you need to make it happen, who you need to take it to the next level, who you need to bring it to life, who you need to be on that journey with you. That's a gift God gave me. And that's one thing I've figured out this year, especially, that I'm called to do on a next level, is to create events like this to get those people that I'm able to get to and bring into a room for you to have access to, so it can help you all create your breakthroughs and take things to the next level and not feel alone and to feel empowered. So, want to see you at this event. If you have any other questions, feel free to message us at oldhamstrong.com or oldhamstrong@gmail.com. You can also message me on Instagram, Gina, spelled J-E-A-N-A underscore Oldham, O-L-D-H-A-M, and ask me any other questions that you have. We'd love to see you there. So hope this episode was thought-provoking. Let me know if you enjoyed it. Please screenshot this episode, share it in your Instagram stories or Facebook stories. That really helps. You're helping the world by doing that, because if this episode or any episode you listen to made a difference in your life or was compelling to you in any way, let somebody else maybe share that. Like, maybe a friend of yours or someone following you would be impacted as well. So you're actually changing their life by sharing something else that's changed your life. Just like I shared you guys this book, No Pain, No Gains by Chip Gaines. Highly recommend you get it. Like, I'm telling you about it because I want y'all's life to be changed by reading that book just as mine has been. So we share the things we love because we want other people to experience the change. So if you've enjoyed anything of this podcast, please do that. Share it, because it's one of the fastest ways, even if you share it with one single person through text or on your Instagram, whatever, really spreads it like wildfire. So I appreciate so many of you who have done that. And also, if you can take a chance, take some time just to do a 5-star review, that would be awesome as well. And subscribe so that you know when these next episodes drop. So thank you all for showing up today. Have a fabulous day and make sure to step into your calling and live out your purpose. See you next time. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.